Seterusnya, ketika Malaysia berada dalam pelbagai fasa pelan pemulihan negara, tentunya ada PKS tempatan yang masih terkesan dengan sekatan rentas sempadan negeri. Menyedari cabaran ini, Atlas Vending mengetengahkan satu pendekatan baru untuk membolehkan PKS ini menjual kepada pelanggan mereka melalui mesin Atlas Vending. PKS ini kini boleh mengalih pendekatan jualan dan pemasaran mereka untuk memastikan jenama dan produk mereka kekal sampai ke pelanggan dan terus membuat jualan. Saksikan temubual saya bersama dengan Ketua Pemasaran dan Perniagaan Sampingan Atlas Vending, Amy Gan, untuk membincangkan kempen Support SME Sempena Hari Malaysia 2021. Amy, thank you for joining us. Atlas Vending has chosen Malaysia Day to launch the Support SME campaign. Can you share more details about this campaign initiative?
Hi, Rizal. Thanks for having me. So we would like to help Malaysians who are impacted during this pandemic. So we learned about there are about 100,000 SMEs have closed down their business since MCO March last year, and there are about 50,000 more that will close down this year, which is why we chose Atlas Support SME as a team of this campaign. In conjunction with Malaysia Day, we chose 13 SME partners for this campaign, one SME from each state to symbolize and celebrate unity we have across the state. So each of the SMEs are being offered a vending machine exclusively for their products, and many of them are their hometown favorites. For example, Kuih Cincin from Sabah, Sambal Hitam from Pahang, and also the Kerupuk Ikan from Terengganu. So for this Support SME initiative, we will be offering them the machine rental free. And not only that, we're also helping SMEs with operations like refilling the stocks, collecting cash, maintaining the machines for 3 months. Starting Malaysia Day, September until December. The profit made will be fully enjoyed by the SMEs. So as in a way, these vending machines are the new sales channels for the SMEs to reach out to more consumers. So our goal actually is to help the SMEs to survive during the pandemic and also to grow their business further, using vending machine as a new sales channel. Apart from that, for Malaysians who have not been able to travel and also get hold of their local favorites, now they can get 13 the states the snacks the products from 13 states all at one place at KL Central starting Malaysia Day. So I think this is a different way of celebrating the occasion. So the Support SME campaign is just the first phase of us rolling out this new retail concept, which we call it Atlas Mini Mart. Basically, a few vending machines put together, selling a different kind of products rather than just the commonly available drinks and snacks. We would like to change people's perception towards the vending machines.
Amy, how has the feedback been from the SMEs?
Okay, well, so we have 13 SMEs across the different states. If I was about to name it, from North, we have Medina Fruits from Perlis. Kedah, we have Nature's Fresh. Penang, we have Talent Kirk. We have from Perak. TFN Brownies from Selangor. Mayureka Popcorn from Melaka. Rehan Fruit from Negeri Sembilan. Azhar Fruit from Johor. Toki Sambal Hitam from Pahang. Anuk Poku. Kerupuk Ikan from Terengganu, Akis Cafe from Kelantan, and over at East Malaysia, we have Hira Enterprise from Sabah, Lifami from Sarawak. So many of them are actually the hometown favorites, as I mentioned just now. So not only that, their products are so halal certified, as well as having quality assurance like HACCP and also MSTI. We are very pleased with their feedback and also enthusiasm from these SMEs. Like most businesses, they also experience decline during this pandemic. Some of them rely heavily on local tourism. Because of the travel restriction, their business are greatly impacted. Some of them only having online presence. So having their physical stores in the center of KL, it is actually a great milestone for them. So if you ask me, vending machines would be a very ideal way for business expansion for the SMEs. Whether is it to reach out to a new geographical location, like, for example, you have it only at East Malaysia, wanting to reach out to West Malaysia, or for the businesses that only having online presence. wanting to have a physical presence. For these few reasons, actually, vending machines compared to setting up a physical store, the rental or cost to own is a lot more lower. And also, it is fully automated. You do not need to have a manpower. And not only that, you can run it 24/7. So we hope more SMEs would take the opportunity to expand their businesses through vending machines.
So Amy, but Amy, is Support SME a one-off campaign?
So we have been the leading vending machine operator since 1980. Our goal here is actually to help SMEs to survive and also to expand through the pandemic and also beyond. As I mentioned, the Support SME campaign, it is only the first phase of us launching this Atlas Mini Mart. So we would like to change people's perception towards vending machine. Now Malaysians can get hold of products you usually can only get from the convenience stores or mini markets. Now through vending machines, it can be cooking paste, it can be groceries, it can be dried fruit, popcorns, fruit. It can be anything. So we would like to change people's perception towards vending machine.
Amy, tell us why Atlas Vending chose to place the 13 vending machines at the KLIA Express Departure Hall in KL Central.
Okay, so the pandemic has prevented Malaysians from traveling or back to their hometowns or to do domestic trips. So with this Support SME campaign, we want to make Malaysians make it easy for Malaysians to purchase this product they have been missing or maybe they have been wanting to buy. We chose KL Central as the location to place these 13 vending machines because it's a key travel hub in Klang Valley and in a major business center. So this is where Malaysians across all the states travel and pass through on their daily commute.